The 38th Annual Florida Antiquarian Book Fair is coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the historic Coliseum in downtown St. Pete. This is the oldest and largest fair of its kind in the southeastern United States, featuring dealers specializing in books of every age and subject matter, antique maps, art, paper collectibles of all kinds. Let's meet one of the vendors from the Florida Antiquarian Book Fair coming up this weekend. He is Rob Versandi of Art Around the Clock.
I began in 1995, actually. I was in advertising prior to that, on the art end of advertising, doing storyboards and illustrations and things of that nature. And once I sort of finished with that, I didn't know what I would want to do. And then I became interested in children's illustrated books as an adjunct to what I was doing. And after collecting a few, I decided, well, you know, this is very interesting. And I met a lot of people who were interested in the genre as well. So I started, bringing my duplicates or my extras or whatever to various shows. And that's how this all blossomed. So now it's called Art Around the Clock. I've been with the show for almost a decade and have met some terrific people. The show is sensational. It's the best I've ever been to, and I've been to the one in New York as well. Mm-hmm. And I just adore what I'm doing right now and love the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, the 38th Annual Florida Antiquarian Book Fair is coming April 26th, 27th, and 28th. What can you say about this event?
Well, each year it gets bigger and better, there are more rarer editions to be found, I myself am bringing some very rare Disney illustrated, Disney Company illustrated editions, pop-ups, things of that nature. To my knowledge, this is probably one of the few places, and I do mean few, in the country, where you can find these things. It's just remarkable. We constantly are amazed by our fellow dealers of the things they're able to find and bring to the show. And if you're a serious collector, which most of the people who attend this show are, there is no better place to go to find those things that you would love to have in your own library.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been in this particular business since the beginning of the internet, which was about 1995.
Right.
How is that, kind of revolutionized the book collecting business? I imagine it has.
Well, like almost everything else, it has to some extent upended the business. At one time, the only place you could find these things is to go to various shows, and I did a lot of shows initially. Now with the internet, one doesn't have to leave one's house to find some of these things. But there is no substitute for actually going into a booth and looking at all these wonderful volumes and actually holding a book in your hands and looking at some of the illustrations that were done for it by illustrators who unfortunately are no longer with us, but their work remains. And to look at a book illustrated by Edmund Dulac or by Heath Robinson is just remarkable, because these things are not out there. You can go to your local bookstore if you're lucky to find one. And some of these volumes are just out of print. Some have never been in print other than the original run. And these are the places, these book fairs, especially the one in Florida, is where to find them. And you will not find that on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has been my experience, indeed. Well, how do people find you, who may be listening, and all of your contact information?
Well, we are a mail order, and we maintain a slight presence on the internet, but we do this show and we do other shows that are somewhat related. And if you look at artaroundtheclock.com, or my alternate business is toysaroundtheclock.com, which I deal with antique toys, you'll find us and you'll find some of the material that we have up for sale at the moment. But the best way to find me is at the shows. If you're local and can get to the show, it's an experience. It's 3 days of just some of the most wonderful discoveries you'll make in terms of prints and books and illustrations and things of that nature. There's a lot of ephemera there as well, not just books. So I really would recommend going to the show, as I say, if you're able to get to it, and kind of go through the booth slowly and kind of investigate some of the nooks and crannies, because you'll never know what you find. Not too long ago, I was able to find an original copy of Bram Stoker's Dracula, which was a movie edition, and it's very hard to find. And it had its original dust jacket on it, and the dealer only wanted $100 for it, and I just snapped it up. It's a gorgeous edition with scenes from the film in it, but the dust jacket alone is just mind-boggling. So you need to kind of search and find those things, but they're there if you look. I think it's three of the best days you'll have down here in the Bay Area.
Well, it also is held, the 38th Annual Florida Antiquarian Book Fair, in the historic Coliseum. The Coliseum itself is an interesting place to visit, and it's certainly been my experience that lots and lots of people travel to this event and perhaps spend the weekend in St. Petersburg. The downtown area, of course, just absolutely booming, and plenty of places to stay and plenty of places to eat, and just make a weekend around the book fair.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better weekend. And now, with the James Museum just opening up, which features some of the finest artwork I've seen in quite a while, the Western art and the wildlife art to be found in that museum cannot be equaled anywhere. I mean, I've been to a lot of museums, and usually there's a sort of a room or two rooms devoted to this material, but the James Museum is just fantastic. The artwork to be found there by the Western artists is just unbelievable, and the wildlife art as well. There are some bronze sculptures in there that are life-size, and the exquisite detailing on some of it is just amazing. Just amazing. I recommend anybody who comes to the fair, when you have a free moment, is to get over to the James Museum. Do not miss it if you are a visitor here to the St. Petersburg area or the Tampa Bay area. It is just marvelous.
Right. Our thanks to Rob Versande of Art Around the Clock, one of the vendors at this weekend's 38th Annual Florida Antiquarian Book Fair at the historic Coliseum. Come out and meet Rob and all of the other interesting people at this largest event of its kind in the southeastern United States. The hours are Friday evening, 5 until 9, Saturday, 10 until 5, Sunday, 11 until 4. Admission only $10 for a 3-day pass, and single-day passes are even cheaper. Free admission for children under 12 and for students with an ID, and there is free parking at the Coliseum. You can buy tickets at the door or in advance at eventbrite.com. It's the 38th Annual Florida Antiquarian Book Fair this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the St. Petersburg Coliseum.